Science would say, well, you know, why is that wise? Doesn't God want me, you know, because they've also bought in this idea that the Christian God wants to, loves everybody, wants to save everybody. The God wants to save all people. People out of every nation, but not every single person. He came for the world, but not for every person in the world. Again, you know, there's an aspect, he says, love not the world. And then it says, God so loved the world. It says, you know, the wisdom of this world is bad, right? Quote, unquote, bad, you know, whatever. Then it says, all things are yours. Paulo, Cephas, the world is mine. You're not of the world. The world is yours. So these things are rhetorical contradictions. Rhetorical, I mean, like, it is, if you just analyze the words in and of themselves, it sounds like a contradiction. But when you put it into doctrine and you understand the doctrine, it's not a contradiction because it's like, well, the world is in the sense of the wickedness that's in the world. But the world in the sense is that God has created this world for his sons to be raised in and for us to prosper in godliness, to go forth and multiply even. You know, it is ours. And it's for us. And as much as we are of the world and God has called us out of the world, that God loves the world. And sending his only begotten sons that whoever would believe on him would not perish but have everlasting life. And whosoever is whosoever the Lord our God shall call. And of those whom he calls, it's those who he chooses. Many are called, but few are chosen. The Lord knows the thoughts of the wise that they are vain. Look at science, looks at the world and the universe. They look up at the sky and they don't see God. And in their wisdom, they can't find him. And in fact, science leads people away from believing the gospel. Now, so I know some people who are real big scientific Christians in like different groups, like, you know, Reason to Believe or some of those other groups, you know, creation science groups. They're all so like worried about the science. Science is science, falsely so called. Meaning, it calls itself knowledge, but it's not knowledge that's going to profit us. Because, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? Say not in your heart, who shall descend into the deep? Again, science looks for truth by peering up into the heavens. Science looks for truth by digging down into the earth. But what saith the scripture? The word is nigh thee, even in your heart. Those who are of the truth comes to them, and it comes to them in their heart. Meaning, they hear the gospel, they believe it. It's funny, because it's like, I read the words of the scriptures, but I did not hear the gospel. Until it was just plainly declared to me. It's funny, because oddly enough, to me, I still to this day kind of astonishes me when I think about the fact that I, as someone who had prided himself on his reading ability in reading the scriptures, though I comprehended them fully, I made excuses because of doctrine that perverted the word, because of false doctrines that had been taught me. I mean, like I'd read passages and say, he that does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. But then because of the false doctrine that was taught me, I said, well, it's only imputed righteousness. See, now I'm just... There's no scripture that says righteousness is only imputed. No, there's scriptures that say, yeah, God imputes it to us for righteousness. But it is not only an imputation. He didn't impute a son to Abraham, did he? No. But even so, we're born again. It's not, God isn't imputing us being born again. We're actually going to be born again. In a spiritual sense, but in a real spiritual sense, not just in a reckoning. Putting to death our members which are on the earth. The carnal nature, the sinful nature. That stuff has to go away. Let no man glory in men. Again, he's wrapping up the subject of the first few chapters here. And actually, it's still going on in the next chapter. Let no man glory in men. Don't glory in, you know, we are of Luther. We are of Peter. We are of the popes. Oh, we have, our pastor is a wonderful pastor. We're of him. We're the disciples of so and so. The reason this has to be said is because the carnal nature of man is to glory in men. Look at sports. Sports idols. American idols. Music idols. Man loves to glory in men. When you pass through the checkout line at any, like, Walmart, grocery store, whatever, what do you see? One side you have men. It's like, what do you see? Normal people? Just people? You know, the local news? No. It's buried somewhere around there, I suppose. There's a newsstand, you know. But in big full-color oh, the stars! In fact, they have magazines called Star, and I don't know what the name, you know, People! I remember that. My mother always used to read that. People! People! Men! Women! And you know, not even in a lust sense. They just glory in them. The stars! What are they wearing? What are they eating? What are they doing? Who are they seeing? Who are they this? Oh, what are they up to? It's so in the nature of man to do that. And then you get into religion and people still want to do it. Robert Tilton, Benny Hinn, who, you know, the superstars. Super preachers, you know, they're always kind of changing. I guess I'm using the guys from back in the 90s. I doubt they're as big these days, right? Who we got now? I always think of Saddleback. I can never remember that guy's name. The purpose-driven life guy. Somewhere around here, someone gave me his book some point in the past, but I don't think it's in my current library. Saddleback. I should just call him Tubby. I hope that provokes you. You know, every time I see a fat brother or sister, I think to myself, Paul, you're really getting hard on that. I gotta remember that's where I come from. I still, you know, honestly, I still am overweight. And I kind of say that to provoke myself, you know. So I hope anyone who's heard me in the past would understand. I do this to provoke me. I don't want to be tubby. And if that pierces you, well, you should know. Having a fat body is not a good testimony.